The scriptures that we read Sunday after Sunday are full of God's encounters with humanity. Just this morning in the first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, we heard about Israel's exile from Egypt. And God heard the cry of his people, Moses is telling us. He told us how God brought his people out of Egypt, how he worked great wonders for them, how he gave them a land full of milk and honey. God called an entire people to encounter him and to live in relationship with him. And God continued to encounter his people throughout the Old Testament. The whole Old Testament is the story of God reaching out to the Jewish people and calling them into relationship with him, inviting them to encounter him in faith. And all of that history of Israel was leading up to the great encounter between God and man, the final encounter with God and man in the person of Jesus. That final encounter where God became man to encounter all of us and invite us into relationship with him. How God became man to encounter us, not as a whole group, not as a large group of people, but individually and personally. This Lent, we want to encounter Jesus anew. Or maybe for some of us, encounter him for the very first time. This Lent, we're going to have a homily series as we've been doing the last few Lents. And the title of this year's homily series is To Know Jesus and Make Him Known. Now, I hope that phrase sounds familiar to you. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but that phrase should sound familiar to all of us, because that is our parish mission statement, to know Jesus and make him known. It's who we say that we are as a parish family, and it's what we say that we do as a community. It's how we live out Jesus' great command, which he gave to the whole church. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. Our community expresses that great command in our own mandate to know Jesus and make him known. When I first found out that I was going to be appointed pastor here, I started doing my internet research about the parish. And one of the first things that struck me was this mission statement, to know Jesus and make him known. What a wonderful mandate that is. What is greater in this life than knowing Jesus? What is more important for a Christian than to make him known? So this Lent, we're going to spend some time unpacking that statement and looking at each of the scriptures for every Sunday of Lent and the various encounters that we read about. How people encounter Jesus, how Jesus encounters them, and to learn from them about our own encounter with Jesus, and how we come to know him, and then how we make him known. In today's gospel, Jesus encounters the devil. And there's a parallel happening here. There's a parallel between Jesus going into the desert for 40 days of prayer and our own entering into the 40 days of Lent. Likewise, we're invited to reflect on this encounter between Jesus and the devil and what it means for our own encounter with Jesus. God has something very important that he wants to tell us about our encounter with Jesus through this particular gospel. The first thing I think we have to recognize is that temptation is no stranger to the human experience. The very first temptation of humanity happened back in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve and the devil. And the devil tries to tempt Jesus in today's gospel just like he tempted Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He tempts Jesus for sensual gratification, to fill his stomach, just like he pointed out the fruit to Adam and Eve. Ah, doesn't it look beautiful? It's good to eat. The devil tempts Jesus for power and riches. In the book of Genesis, the devil says that the fruit is a delight to the eye. It's beautiful. It's intriguing. And then the devil tempts Jesus to an ostentatious display of power. The devil reminds Adam and Eve that the fruit will make them wise. Power, wisdom. We likewise are tempted in a very similar way by the world, by the flesh, and by the devil, just as Jesus was. My friends, we are engaged in a real spiritual battle in our everyday lives. The devil wants to tempt us just as he tempted Adam and Eve and Jesus. To these three great temptations, gratification, power, privilege, display. And we need to be fortified for that spiritual battle which takes place every day. And how we are fortified is by knowing Jesus and by having a relationship with him. St. Paul in the second reading today speaks about our relationship with Jesus, how we encounter him. St. Paul said that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that he raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This confession of faith in Jesus is the encounter. It brings us from the darkness of original sin, that fallen state we inherit from Adam and Eve, into the bright light of grace that comes from faith and baptism. Faith in Jesus isn't an idea or a proposition or an esoteric concept. It's belief and faith in a person. Pope Benedict XVI famously said that being a Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with an event, a person who gives life a new horizon and a definitive direction. Our encounter with Jesus is first and foremost an encounter with a person who changes our lives and gives our lives direction. To know Jesus is to be in relationship with a person. So we might ask the question, how do we enter into a relationship with a person that we can't see? To enter into a relationship with Jesus, we have to get to know him just as we get to know any person whom we meet. Think of a young couple engaged to be married. They want to spend as much time together as possible. They want to get to know each other, get to know each other's families, learn more and more about one another. And so we, if we want to be in relationship with Jesus, have to do the same thing. We have to choose to want that. And that relationship is not a feeling. It's a choice of the will. It's a decision that we make. Again, use the example of married couples. When they're young and engaged and in love, there's lots of great feelings. But maybe we might ask our anniversary couples today, what happens to those feelings over time? That over time, when the feeling goes away, you have to make a conscious choice. You have to will to love the other person sometimes. Even when that feeling isn't there, you still will, you still choose to love them. And once you choose to believe in Jesus in faith, you have to choose it again and again and again. Because sometimes it won't always feel good. Sometimes it will be difficult and challenging. And the world will want to throw obstacles at you. The devil will throw obstacles at you. But you have to choose it over and over and over again. And that relationship is lived out in so many different ways, in the choices that we make. When we choose to pray, when we choose to participate in the sacraments, even when it's difficult to get to church on Sunday morning, that grows our relationship with Jesus. Growing in virtue, in loving God and others, living in the parish community, choosing to be active in the community. That constant repentance that we have for our sins, serving God and others, and to help others to come to know and love and serve and follow God. When we choose to enter into this relationship with Jesus, we also recognize that we enter into a relationship with His church. As Christians, we're not lone rangers. We can't make it up as we go along. But we follow the commandments of God, which have been preserved via His church, the Catholic Church. It's why, as Catholic Christians, we also have to have a personal relationship with the church. The church is Christ's bride. They're inseparable. So likewise, we have to be in relationship with the church, to know what she teaches, to live in a community of the parish, to serve others, to receive the sacraments. To know Jesus is to make the conscious choice to follow Him. We choose to know Jesus when we choose Him again and again. When we choose to pray, we choose to go to Mass, we choose to go to confession, we choose to read the Bible, we choose to fast and give alms. Every time you choose these things, you are resisting the temptations of the devil. And you are working on your relationship with Jesus. As long as you are choosing to do those things because of your love for Him. My friends, knowing Jesus is the greatest thing this side of heaven. Encountering Him anew every day should be our heart's greatest desire. This Lent, let's make a space to encounter Jesus anew. To choose Him anew, or maybe for the first time. And as St. Paul instructed us today, to confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that He's risen from the dead, so that we might be saved, so that we might triumph over all the temptations that the devil lays out for us in this spiritual battle of ours.